As I stand facing the battlefield, I think of all of the lives being lost. I think of all of the families that will eventually receive the news that their uncle, son, brother, father, or husband has been killed. It is a sickening feeling to think about these people going about their day as normal, not knowing that someone they love is lying on the battlefield dying, thinking only of them. Before my thoughts can carry me too far, I have to get back to work. Here in Verdun, the fighting seems to finally be slowing down. After over 9 months of fighting, it is almost over. Fighting began in February, and it is now December 18th of 1916. I am 21 and have been a nurse for 2 years now. As soon as the war broke out, my brother joined the army. I was so proud of him for doing his part and being a hero that I wanted to do anything I could to support the effort. The horrors I saw within the first week on the job were worse than anything I had ever seen before. Every day, we have more and more soldiers brought into us. Often, the most we can do for them is give them some morphia to ease their final hours. Even that is becoming scarce and must be managed carefully. We must treat gunshot, gas inhalation, and grenade victims. These wounds are bad, but their prior condition from the trenches make their situations even worse. Men come in from the trenches covered in lice and ridden with diseases, further complicating their various wounds. We never have enough beds for everyone who needs one. Those with more minor injuries are forced to lie on the floor as the worst off get the beds. There is a constant shuffle of beds as so many of the men die here. Before the bodies have time to get cold, they have already been moved out of the bed to make room for another dying soldier. Some days are harder than others. It is hard to go on working when a patient you have worked so long and hard to save dies. We are given no time to grieve before the bed is again filled with a man who will most likely live out the remainder of his life in it. Although the work is hard and we must witness firsthand the brutality of war, this war has given me opportunities. Before the war broke out, I had very few options for careers. Because of the war, I was given the opportunity to become a nurse. It is hard to watch the vicious effects of war, but being able to help save just one soldier's life has made being a nurse worthwhile.